Hi, is this Greg?
This is.
Hi, Mr. Stella. This is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. How are you?
Okay. So my big question is, how much does it cost a month?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure if you got either of the emails that I sent out to you, but they both do have the pricing. Normally it's $599, but I did take 50% off. Again, it's our legacy rate. You've been in business over 25 years. It's going to save you $300 a month, and it brings the rate down to exactly $299.00. That's the exact amount, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees. It's a month-to-month service, and every month that you stay with us, that reduced rate stays with you. So, again, saving $300 every month because you are such a well-established business. And then I did also take $200 off of the one-time setup fee, so it would just be a one-time setup fee of $99. And, of course, that setup fee only attaches to the first month. The website, though, is included, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included in that monthly cost. And no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is that flat rate. Of course, the program is designed to put you on that first page of a search for someone who, in your area, typing in keywords related to any of the services you provide. They won't have to already know the name of your company to see you as a top option. And while not everyone who sees you on that first page will ultimately decide to call you, the ones that do are going to be pretty serious about hiring you. And, of course, they will have seen the website that we'll build for you before they even call you.
Yeah, so at this time I can't afford that much in my month to month.
Okay. So, I mean, let me ask you. I know that that Moley put in here 40 miles, but then average about, you know, 17 minutes from your house or about 8 miles. The reason it would be the $299 versus $149 is it includes Google Ads. That's really the only way for a service-based business to be found beyond 20 miles. So we could do a local campaign. It would get you 20 miles. You wouldn't get 30 or 40 miles out of it, but it would only be $149 a month. And it's still everything else that we talked about. The website's included, just not Google Ads. I don't know how much you looked at the website that I sent out to you, and I know I didn't have a chance to speak with you earlier.
So what area does that cover?
So, like I said, it's about a 20-mile radius, and we would verify you from wherever you receive mail, and certainly most centrally located to your service area would be best. But Google wants to make sure that for the local map or the pack that pops up near the top of the page, that the businesses that appear there are indeed local businesses. They want to send one piece of mail. They prefer the U.S. Postal Service, even if we're not going to end up listing a physical address for your business, meaning if no one comes to you, we wouldn't put an address online. But Google would want to know where you're centrally located, and then your placement, your relevance will radiate outward from that kind of central hub. So 20 miles from, I guess, your home address might be, you know, a good example here.
So like Google would send me a code, and then I open up the page, and I put that code in, correct?
Well, you would actually just call us or text us the 5-digit PIN, and we would verify it for you.
Okay. Well, so because I did this with another advertising company.
Okay.
And Google sent me the thing. I did the 5-digit PIN.
Okay.
And, yeah, but it was nowhere near what you were asking for. So you're asking for $3,000 a year, where I paid $120 for the whole year.
Are you getting calls?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I guess you're all set. But, I mean, if you paid $120 for the year, you got PIN verified by a Google reseller and charged you $120 for something you could have done for free on your own. But, I mean, as long as you're getting phone calls from it, I don't think it's from that $120 or the PIN that you've got already, because I see that you've got a verified listing right now that I pull it up. As long as you're getting calls, and I would imagine it's just from the longevity of your business and nothing at all to do with the $120 that you spent to get PIN verified. I mean, if you cannot take on more work than you're currently getting right now, then there's really no point in optimizing your business further. But I had to type in your company name to find that listing. meaning if I type in keywords related to your services, even if I type in 53224, I'm not seeing your company pop up, you know, and most people are not going to look for your company by name. They're going to look for general remodeling or remodeling contractor or bathroom remodeling or, you know, shower enclosure, whatever they might type in. You know, they're trying to find someone who provides the service that you provide. They don't know who to call. They're just going to type in keywords related to those services. And even if I include your zip code in a keyword search, I don't see your business pop up. So, I mean, if you can handle more work, then this is a great way to get it.
So here's another question. So how many different keywords, or is it a limited amount of keywords?
There's not a limited amount. There should never be a limited amount. We are going to create almost 70 different directories, everything from a fully optimized Facebook page, a Yelp listing, super pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, to dozens and dozens of directories that most people, even most so-called SEO companies, have never even heard of. Opendi, Pointcom, Solio, Telnav. The content that is as important to Google as something like a Yelp listing or a Facebook page, and in competitive industries, it's usually those more obscure directories that your competitors won't have that would actually have you outrank them and have you show up on that first page. Now, in all of those directories, we'll talk about all of the different services that you provide. And then the Google algorithm, and Bing as well, can extrapolate from that whatever someone types in. If we type in, you know, for example, say that you do kitchen remodeling. Someone can type in best residential kitchen remodeling contractor near me or best residential kitchen remodeling contractors. You're not going to want to be limited because someone types in something a little bit differently, but you're not going to be limited. I mean, as long as it's a service that you provide, you can be found for it.
So now here's the biggest reason I'm actually thinking about spending the money and going with you is because you believe in what you're selling.
Okay. Well, I should. I've been with the company for 9 years.
Every day when I go into a customer's house, I sell myself because I believe in myself. I believe in my team.
Well, that makes sense.
And 99% of the time, the customer goes with us, and maybe 1% this last year. I think I had one complaint other than that.
Okay.
But you know what I mean?
Right. I believe it.
That's what I look for. I look for when somebody believes in themselves and when somebody believes in their company. You know, that makes a big difference to me.
Well, you know, we've been around since 2004, not nearly as long as you have, but for search engine optimization, for putting businesses on the first page of the internet, you know, 17 years is a long time. And, you know, 5+ years ago when Google was looking for companies to partner up with to provide professional management of these types of services, especially the Google paid ads, Local Splash, our company, was one of the very first companies that Google wanted to partner up with. We had already been in business a dozen years. They recognized our track record and our success with putting businesses on that first page in both the local map and the Google Ads. Even if we're not doing Google Ads for you at this point to keep it a little more local for you and a little more budget friendly, there's still a big benefit to working with the Google Premier Partner. We get our training and our updates directly from Google, even if it's the tools and techniques that our certified agents who might manage your Google Ad campaign can employ, or even if it's just updates to their local map or pack algorithm, directories they want us to create or directories they no longer want us to create. We are always in that conversation and ahead of the curve to keep you on that first page. Like I said, I've been with this company just 2 months shy of 9 years. And I have clients that have been with me as long as I've been with the company. But as a company, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 10, 12, 14, 16 years. So I know the service works. And like I said, certainly now that we're a Google Premier Partner, we've had even more success with keeping our clients on that first page.
Okay. No, and that's good. And how much would it cost me a month?
Well, if you're doing a local campaign, you're just looking at $149. I would even be willing to waive your setup fee. And of course, you know, everything is included, all the content. The website will build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you. Use any photos that you have now. You can keep taking new photos of new jobs we send you, and we'll add photos to your website, there would never be any additional cost for us to do that. So, I mean, our job is really just to keep your phone ringing, earn your business 1 month at a time, although in that first month, we'll definitely spend more than the $149 that we're charging you. Like I said, our clients stay with it long-term because it's profitable, even though we're not locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs. If it makes dollars, it makes sense, and our clients do stay with the service long-term. You will get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll always be able to know exactly how much work you're getting from the services that we provide. I mean, it's just going to be tracking your website and where it pops up.
And then how long would it take to get set up?
Well, you know, it's going to take us about 3 or 4 business days to build out your website. You are already PIN verified. And, you know, once we create that content on those 70 different directories, that takes, you know, 3 or 4 days. Google will start to index that content and your placement will move on to that first page. Now, as far as how long it takes us to get things set up and squared away with you, we would do about a 25-30 minute phone call. It'd be a follow-up call from one of our technicians. We call it a client interview. So in that call, we're going to want to know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, if you've got a mission statement or a motto, tagline, slogan, etc. You know, what's unique about your business, obviously knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. We would take care of all of that and a couple of other things in a voice verification, or I'm sorry, in a client interview on a follow-up call. What I would do now, and it does only take us about 3 or 5 minutes to work through it, is to read what's called a voice verification. It's required of us as Google Premier Partners. It actually gets recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is, of course, a month-to-month service. In this case, it would be the local campaign, the fixed flat rate of $149 with no setup fee and the website included. Now, I think I've got just about everything that I need to get things started. I've got your first name, your last name, the website obviously we'll create for you. The phone number that we're speaking on, the 906-364-1437, Greg, is that the number that you would want your customers to call and also a good number for us to reach you? No?
No.
A good number for us to call you, though.
Yeah, that's a good number for you to reach, but let's
for
see.
Customers, what's the business number? Is it the one that I see on the Google listing, 262-362-0840?
Hold on, I have to look it up because that one I don't know by heart.
Okay.
Yeah, the 362-0840?
Yeah, the 262 area code. Okay.
Yeah, so that one is the company's cell phone.
Okay. Perfect. And then you're obviously service-based, so there's no physical address that we promote for your business because nobody ever comes to you. You always go out to them, right?
Yep.
And if Google wants us to verify it, where was the PIN card sent? What address?
10400 West Dean Road, D-E-A-N.
Yeah, and that's in Milwaukee. Populating 53224?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, like I said, I've got the information that I need to get things started. The email address that I have, the gstella1975@icloud.com, that's really more for us to contact you regarding your account. It's not something that we would promote for your business online. You will have a contact form on your website. Obviously, Mr. Stella, most people are just going to call you directly, but there will be a contact form on your website so they can tell you where they're located and what they want to have done. When they fill out that form, you get a text message and you also get an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or contact you through your website. It's a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads. Anything they do type into that form, though, also repopulates right on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even do know who to follow up with. Now, if it's something you would want to do, it's the exact amount of $149. That's the out-the-door cost. There's no setup fee, and it would bill once a month for that exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees or anything like that. So I would take a look at the client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call. Looks like it would be sometime tomorrow. And then I would read the voice verification. Like I said, it's required of us. It gets recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection. Okay, it takes us about 3 minutes. And then together we'll look at that client interview calendar for tomorrow to see when you might be available to take about a 25-30 minute phone call. Is that fair?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
So give me a second to get it set up. Okay, Mr. Stella, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, can you please state the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
MKE Integrity Builders Corporation.
And that's exactly where I have that, with corporation just abbreviated CORP?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then, Mr. Stella, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Greg Stella, owner.
Okay. And then, Greg, as the owner of MKE Integrity Builders Corporation, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your company, right?
Well, it's between me and Alicia Benitez. She made the decision, so, but you said you'd be calling tomorrow, so she'll be...
For the follow-up call, if you would like us to have that with her or with you or with both of you, we could be able to do that. But as the owner, you would be able to also be authorized to make this purchase on behalf of the business, yeah. Right?
But okay. She's like the number one owner, and I make all the financial decisions, but she would actually be the one on top of me, so.
Gotcha. And then for the client interview that we'll be doing tomorrow, would that be with you or with her?
It could be both of us.
Both of you? Okay. And then for the billing information that you'll be using for our services, Greg, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, we specifically do request that you agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Greg, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course, of course. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Now, we are already aware of Angie's, and the reason that we ask is all of the additional content that we'll create for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that your business information online stays accurate, consistent, Google compliant, etc. We're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Stella, we ask that you at least let us know. Greg, that's fair enough, right?
I have Houzz, too, H-O-U-Z-Z.
Okay. I see that. You've got Houzz.com. I'm familiar with them. And then you've got the Angie.com.
And get rid of Angie.
You are going to get rid of Angie? Okay. So that they're both kind of industry-specific directories, and it looks like the information that they have for you is already the same as what we would be promoting. And that's the real reason. We do what's called the NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We want to make sure that, of course, no physical address appears for your business online. And we'll do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But we need to make sure that your business information online stays accurate across the board, because the search engine algorithm is an artificial intelligence, and it does not think the same way a person does. So if it sees Like if the corp is left out in one place, or if the corporation is actually the entire word spelled out somewhere else, and that type of thing just confuses things. So we want to make sure that everything that's online, whether it's something we create, has already been created or might be created after the fact, we want to make sure that that information stays consistent. So like I said, we do the audit in the beginning. We do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Okay?
Yeah. Oh, that's understandable.
Perfect. Now, Mr. Stella, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, with the setup fee waived and with the website included, of course, being that it is a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today, the 3rd of February, in the very discounted total amount of just $149.00. That is an exact amount and a fixed flat rate. So it'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. There's never any hidden taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. In this case, Mr. Stella, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 3rd of the month and that same exact discounted rate of just $149, and again, that rate will never go up. It is a month-to-month service. It's completely at will, and that does, of course, mean that you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason or pause it too. No questions asked, no fees involved. By simply contacting our client support team, you can also pause the service seasonally if necessary. All that we do ask to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Greg, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Stella, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, and then Greg, that first payment of $149, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
It'll be on a Visa. We just got to make sure that Alicia Benitez is put as the owner of the company.
Okay, let me get the exact spelling of that. Is that A-L-I-C-I-A?
Yes.
And then Benitez, B-E-N, let me type it out if I can see it.
E-E.
It makes more sense. B-E-N-I-T-E-Z?
Yes.
Okay. And then she's the owner of the business as well. And is there a different number for us to contact her should we need to? Or if she calls in?
It'll be the same 262 number, and she'll be...
Okay. So the business cell of 262-362-0840. So we will have both Alicia and you on this as an authorized point of contact, meaning that you or she can call in, or if we're not able to reach you, we can call her to discuss the account. And then you said that was a Visa card? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And does that bill at the 10400 Westing Road? 53224? Okay.
Yep.
I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4842-2801-3756-7394.
And then the expiration month and year?
0924.
0924. And then the last three digits on the back of that card?
161.
161. So you said 161 on the back of the card in September, or 09 of 2024 was the expiration date. And then
yes.
I'm not sure if I got the card number correct here. Was it 4842?
Yes.
2801?
Yes.
And then was it 2756-7394?
3756.
That's the one I wasn't sure of, 3756-7394. And
yep.
We already did verify the address. In about a minute or so here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, Mr. Stell, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Oh, that's okay. I can wait for the email.
Okay. Yeah, you'll get the email in about a minute or so here. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. The email address will be on there as well. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. Now, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute or less. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link directly via text message, and depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive that text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other of those, please do just let me know. I wanted to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business here on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. We are booked out for this last hour here, but tomorrow there's quite a few spots available, the first being 9 o'clock. There's a 10, a 12, a 1 o'clock, and then looks like the afternoon is completely free. We could do 4, 5, or, well, actually 3, 4, or 5 tomorrow. Did you want something 3 early? 3 o'clock? Okay. So we'll schedule the call at 3. It will be scheduled from 3 o'clock until 4 o'clock. That's Central Time. Now, the call itself would get to you a few minutes after 3, get you off the phone pretty close to 3:30. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. You'll receive a reminder email through our automated system at 2, an hour prior to that scheduled call. And in just a second here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite just to your email. Now, is the number that we should call the number that we're speaking on or the business cell number?
This one is better.
This one is better. Okay. And then did you receive either the text message or the email?
I got the text message.
Okay, that's good. You did receive the text?
Yep.
Okay. So if you open up the text, it goes right where we want you to go. If you open up the invoice email, of course, it's got the invoice on there, and there's a link to click on the written terms and conditions. But if you're looking at the right text message, it should say at the very top, local / terms of experience. Is that what you see? Services, Google Business Profile, optimization, directory submissions, et cetera?
Yeah, it says please click here.
Gotcha.
Terms.
So if you click on that, it opens up the local / terms of experience. It's actually coming from my.localsplash.com/terms, and then the information specific to your account. This is your actual client dashboard portal, the my.localsplash.com. Now, you'll be using this portal, and we'll email it out to you officially later, but this is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking and your reporting. So we are talking about optimizing your business profile. The directory submissions, like I said, are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is going to include almost 70 directories. And, of course, all of them are going to talk about your services and your service area. Link back to the landing page. That's the website that will be.
You cut out. Are you there? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 906-364-1437 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi there, Gregory. It's Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. My phone cut out there at the end, although it did not disconnect. I wasn't able to hear you. I don't know if you were able to hear me through the very end there or not, but it looks like you were at least one step ahead of me, and you did get everything all confirmed that you've received the terms and conditions and things like that. That's an important step in the process. It's going to allow us to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and consistent. Don't worry about the username and password. Obviously you would have gotten to that point since I see it confirmed. It's just the automated system, like I said, thinking that you're trying to log into your tracking and your reporting. If you put in a password now, I'd give you an error message that the page has not been created yet. But that will be done tomorrow with that client interview. Again, the follow-up call is scheduled for 3 o'clock. Should get to you right at or shortly after 3. Again, I apologize for that call cutting out right there towards the very end. But I'm excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to earning your business 1 month at a time. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call tomorrow. But you take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day, and you have a great weekend, too. Thank you. Take care.